Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. I'm hanging out here at Rotzi's Pizzeria on a Tuesday night, hanging out with the Warriors back in town here in Seattle. We got dudes just like spread out eating some pizza, talking gamer talk, and drinking some beers and hanging out. Welcome back to Seattle, guys.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, first off, introduce yourself and tell us what you do with the Warriors.
My name is Marshall. I'm the singer.
I'm Roger. I play the drums.
Joe, bass guitar.
Right on. And welcome back to Seattle. What are some of your favorite Seattle bands of all time?
Favorite Seattle bands of all time? Nirvana.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains,
yeah,
for sure. Jimi Hendrix.
There you go.
We also got, of course, the, you know, the hardcore bands. You got Trio, you got Brotherhood.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of history in this city, you know. It's a good city, rich with music culture.
I got to ask, guys, it's been 8 years since the last record. The new record, Monomyth, is awesome. We've been playing the hell out of it. What kept you guys away for 8 years? Just focusing on family, career, stuff like that, or?
Yeah, I mean, we all got other passions outside of hardcore music, and we just do our thing.
What did all you guys get into outside, working and having families and all that?
Yeah, some of us got kids, and we each operate on different wavelengths a lot of the time, but it's very nice when we can all come together and do something like this.
So I'm assuming it's kind of like not going to be a full-time thing for you guys? You guys just do like play when you want to play, or are you guys looking to do like big full-time like U.S. tours or just here and there?
We kind of just do what we want. That's about the size of it, I guess. Roger?
I think at this stage of the game with the band, we have guys that run their own businesses,
yeah,
and tend to families and all that stuff, and that's like a 24/7 thing right there.
Oh yeah.
And so it's pretty unrealistic for us to allocate enough time to go on lengthy tours. So
luckily you guys are established to the point where, you know, you can pick your shots and play, be smarter and not harder, you know.
Yeah, right. We're just kind of looking out for whatever opportunities,
yeah,
can work for us with our us collectively, we have like a bit of a complex schedule.
Yeah.
So we feel like we're pretty lucky that we were able to pull off this run with Terror.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So even being gone for a week is kind of challenging for some of us.
Well, we're stoked to have you guys back, man. I got to ask, though, like, with the time away from, was there ever a thought about letting the band go, or did you guys always think, like, we're coming back to this, like, let it rest for a little while? And was there ever that actual thought of letting it go, or did you know that you wanted to do another record?
Well, I think it all goes back to our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been friends for a really long time.
That's awesome.
Even through all the member changes, we've all stayed friends, everybody who's been in and out of the band, so... For us to do a new record, it was really sparked by Joe. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Outside of this band, like Roger said, I mean, we're close friends.
Yeah.
We've known each other since, you know, high school days and through the scene of music. Just had an idea of, hey, let's get together. Let's let's do a new record. I have a recording studio at my house. Roger runs a studio in Orange County.
That's
and
cool.
And we're grateful enough to have Roger in our band, who also produces records and records. And he did all of it, producing, mic'd the kick drum. To mixing,
makes it a little easier then, right?
To get it from start to finish, it was all Roger, and
that's killer.
And it all fell into place. It was awesome. So,
dude, that's so awesome, man. And so it's kind of in house, like all together, and you know, you don't have like you probably on your own schedule and just kind of do it the way you want to do it.
We picked a couple weeks that worked for us, and we're just like, this is what we have to work with, and. We sent each other a couple demos here and there, and then once we all got in the room, and about 2 weeks, we had a record.
And, that's awesome. And when did you start working on it? Like, did you guys have the ideas? Like, were you guys always like writing out riffs and like coming up with stuff, or did you guys like all come together to write the album?
It basically came together within maybe 2 months.
Cool.
The idea came together. Next thing you know, everybody's like, yeah, I'm able to do it. And then, which was shocking because we tried to do it a couple years ago and it didn't work out. And then it all fell into place.
So you guys have always been a very diverse band, like a lot of metal, hardcore, some like hip hop elements in there. But this new album, I feel like, is way more experimental, in my opinion. What did it take? Did being away from the band for a while, was that any kind of influence in like allowing yourself to expand a little bit? And get away from, you know, maybe outside hardcore influence or something? I mean, that might be me just assuming, but...
I think the fifth record? The fifth Warriors record. And it's also a record where one of the founding members of the band, Donnie Phillips, had a much heavier hand in the songwriting and production of the album. I think having all of the cooks in the kitchen for this one record allowed us to kind of bring all the influences that we've all had individually,
sure,
bring it to the table as a band, and purposefully try to push the envelope of what we consider it to be the Warriors,
totally.
Right? Because after making four records, it's very easy to just rewrite the same songs over and over again. And I don't think any of us had that intention. I think we kind of wanted to stretch it pretty far and have fun with it. And We didn't have a vision for the record per se when we started it, because it came out of thin air. People started writing riffs or mouthing song ideas and recording them on voice memos. And so once we took all of this stuff together and hung out for like 2 weeks at his house, created itself in a way, which is really wild. Everything from the lyrical content, the imagery, everything, it just kind of everything fell into place in a way that was extremely natural.
Yeah.
And we don't really know what to say about it.
Just came organic.
Because it's it is a strange record.
Yeah.
And we know that. But we had a lot of fun making it, and that's pretty much all that really matters.
Exactly. It's strange, but it's great. So, I wanted to ask about your new label, Pure Noise. A lot of great stuff coming out on Pure Noise Records. How did you guys get connected with Pure Noise, and how is it any different than your past labels like Eulogy or Victory Records? Is there any difference to you guys? Or
Pure Noise is the best. They're great. We love working with them. Everything, once they became interested, it all just fell into place. This whole record, everything fell into place.
That's awesome.
Nothing was fighting and pulling back in anywhere. It just kind of, everything cruised along, and we ended up with Pure Noise, and they've been fucking amazing. So
that's really cool. Right on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of excitement around that label with a ton of bands on there. And,
yeah, great signings. Their lineup's incredible.
I got to ask about your label mates, Knocked Loose, covering the Warriors. What was your reaction when you heard the Slings and Arrows cover by Knocked Loose?
I thought it was sick, dude. Yeah. Those guys are heavy.
Yeah.
And they did a good job, so, I mean, you know.
Did you know about it before it happened? Like, did they ask about it, or did you just hear it like the rest of us heard it?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it was awesome. And they did it really good.
They played it for us when we went to Pure Noise.
Okay.
We just did a visit at the office. And they're like, oh, we have it, you know, before they released it. And so they played it for us. And they're just like, yeah, this is great.
You're like, stoked, all right, shit, man. Yeah. Nice, dude.
Pass the torch, man. Those guys are fucking killing it.
That's awesome. All right, man. Well, let's go a little bit further back. Let's go around the table here. What was the first CD that you purchased on your own, with your own money, not given to you by a cooler older brother or your grandparents? First CD, tape, vinyl, whatever physical media, whatever, first album you purchased?
Outcome the Wolves.
Nice.
Rancid.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cassette tape.
That's awesome. And how about you, man?
Craig Mack.
Oh, yeah.
Flavor in Your Ear.
Bad Boy.
It might have been Nevermind.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. It's hard to think that far back. I'm old.
And what was the first band that got you into heavy music? Start with you.
The first band that got me into heavy music?
Maybe like hardcore or metal or
It would be Bad Brains.
Nice.
Yeah, my older brother showed me Rock for Light when I was a little kid, and I was like, this is the craziest thing I ever heard.
This is some weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's great. Bad Brains are great.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
Oh, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
First band that got you into heavier stuff, like hardcore, metal.
Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you going to their Tacoma Dome show?
I really want to. I don't know yet.
It's expensive. But
yeah, it is. That's a big spot, too.
It is, too, man.
Yeah.
Sold out in like 10 minutes or something.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be sick for sure.
And how about you, man?
Let's see. Heavy music, I'd say Snapcase. Ensign, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Victory Style, was that?
Yep, I had a Victory Style.
When that compilation came out, that changed the game for me.
They just did that California Takeover this weekend, or past weekend, with like Earth Crisis, Strife, and Snapcase.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if I were to, you know, we're drinking a couple beverages here. If I were to basically get you guys drunk, go to the karaoke bar, what would be your go-to song that you would sing? If you had to sing a song for karaoke.
Hank Jr., Country Boy Can't Survive.
Nice. There you go.
Doing karaoke is like probably my largest fear on the planet. So, man, I don't even know.
But you got to do one. Just one.
I'd probably sing like a Depeche Mode song.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I Feel You or
Get
something.
Get in Your Feelings. Yeah.
Yep.
Dwight Yoakam. No, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
That'd be good. I like it. All right, so last couple questions here. If you could go into a time machine and play in one band during any era for one night, what would the band be and what era? Say, like, Death during their human era, Rage Against the Machine during their evil empire. You get the question?
Motorhead, 1985.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you'd remember that night, though, but he'd be badass.
Probably, like, probably being Metallica on the Guns N' Roses tour.
Oh, my God. That'd be sick.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
All right. Warriors during the Monomyth era.
Korn, Follow the Leader, 1999.
There you go. And just what's something you're looking forward to in 2020, guys?
My son graduate kindergarten.
Awesome. Congratulations.
My other boy graduate preschool. We got season passes to a theme park, so we're going to look forward to that. And eat some good food. Enjoy the summertime.
Making as much music as humanly possible. And perhaps playing more music with our friends right here in the Warriors.
Nice.
Yep.
And any final words for Seattle?
No, thank you, Seattle, for having us. Always a pleasure to be here. And we're psyched to come back again. The city is beautiful. You have a good scene. Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.